Channel Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Who Cares Wins Radio.
Christmas.
Oh, she's at it again. Hello, everybody.
Christmas.
You can hear Angela Bryer Stevenson saying the C word.
Hello, listeners. Yes, it's me, Angela Bryer Stevenson, being the naughty one in the corner. I'm going to say Christmas all the time today because it's December. I'm entitled.
You are entitled. I'll just take your microphone down. And good afternoon, everybody.
She's so mean.
My name's Jan Mulligan, and you're listening to Who Cares Wins on Channel Radio.
Yay! It's a little lot like Christmas.
I can't remember the words now.
Thank you.
There is a God. We have two wonderful guests in the studio this afternoon.
Yes.
We have Marcia Tillman. Good afternoon, Marcia.
Good afternoon.
And we have Michelle Mullis. Good afternoon, Michelle.
Good afternoon.
And they're both today representing...
Can you hear them, Mother?
I can. Can, yes.
Obviously, I'm deaf this afternoon.
Got Christmas carols in your head. Both representing Abbey Place... Oh, I can't say the word. She's got me off right now. Abbey Place Clinic this afternoon. But you both have your own businesses and you practice from other sites. So we'll be talking a little bit about that later on. But the main reason you're here today is to talk to us about fertility, pregnancy...
Babies!
And childbirth. Or as Angela says...
Babies! Babies!
And each week, folks, we ask our guests to tell us about their background, about their expertise, and about their qualifications that relate to what they're going to be talking about. And quite often, we get a nice little selection going on. But I have to say that Marcia and Michelle win hands down.
They do. They definitely win.
The number of qualifications that are directly related to what we're talking about this afternoon. So congratulations, ladies.
Thank you.
So I think it's good to start and let our listeners know a bit about yourselves, your backgrounds, yes, how you've got to where you are today, and just a few of those qualifications, because otherwise that could just fill up the whole show.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's start with yourself, Marcia.
Who's going first?
Is it me?
Marcia.
It's me.
Let me move the microphone.
Okay. Well, I'm Marcia. My initial training in this kind of world was starting off training to become a psychologist.
Right.
But
does that mean you answer questions with questions?
Yeah. What did you say?
Yeah,
so that was my initial idea, was to become a psychologist. But after a couple of years in of a 7-year training, I found that it was like the mind and the brain and how that works that interested me the most. So I started to look for a career that was a bit quicker than 7 years.
Right.
That I could go into that would be of interest, and I came across hypnotherapy. So I started my training in hypnotherapy. Well, I finished my training 11 years ago and haven't looked back from there. But since then, you know, I just love learning. So I've gone on and trained in something called NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming.
Yeah, another acronym. We love our acronyms.
Thought Field Therapy, which is where you tap different acupuncture points on the body.
Oh, we did the tapping.
Yeah, tapping's brilliant. And more recently, I did my counselling training and got a degree in counselling.
Right.
As far as kind of for the show, how that's related, I also, a few years ago, did some specialist fertility training with hypnotherapy, mm-hmm, with a lady from America, Lindsay Eastbourne. Yes, I remembered her name. So she's been on like national and international TV, radio, because she specialises in hypnotherapy for fertility. So I did her training.
Uh-huh.
And
are we going to find out more about that, Jan?
We are.
We are.
Yeah.
Because I'm intrigued already.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of what's got me here, because I'm really interested in working with clients with fertility, which is why I did the specialist training.
Right.
And also CBT as well, cognitive behavioural therapy. I did some postgraduate training in that, and I find that really helpful with clients for fertility as
so
well.
You've got a nice toolkit going on.
Yeah,
there,
yeah, I think
into.
So. Yeah,
yeah. Good. Well, we're going to hand over now to Michelle and find out a bit about yourself.
Thank you. Well, my name's Michelle, and my health career started actually as a dental nurse, would you believe? I know, scary. And that was back in 1980. Gosh, wow. Seems a long time ago now. And then
she doesn't look that old. Doesn't look that old.
Thank you.
She's fishing for compliments back, you know, Jan. You have to say that, Jan, you don't look a day over the 50, 60,
well,
70.
I have to say, facial acupuncture works.
Oh, you haven't told me
Sorry
that.
Sorry about that. And then I was then with the London Ambulance Service for 18 years. Wow. And
on the dental side or on?
No, working literally with trauma. So right. In London, a fleet of, you know, the whole pan London wide, mm-hmm. within the M25, dealing with all the emergency calls, etc. Right. with them. And then I literally worked my way through. And as a de-stress, I started to get into holistic medicine, mm-hmm. You know, because obviously working in that environment on the go all the time, for me, I needed to find an outlet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was my first step into the world of holistic medicine. And I started to treat some of my friends that had some fertility issues, some gynecology issues, and that's how it then progressed. My own health, I had some issues with fertility, which then, you know, made me have a bit of a better understanding. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I went back to university. I left the London Ambulance Service in the NHS, went back to university, studied the four-year degree in terms of acupuncture. Right. And now, actually, since then, carried on doing fertility, you know, postgraduate education, if you like. I work alongside gynecologists in London, within an IVF suite, mm-hmm. assisted reproductive suite, and obviously partner as well with Marcia. So, you know, we're working in terms of in Kent, actually promoting, you know, alternatives to help in fertility matters.
Right. Now, it was an interesting point you made before we came on air about your acupuncture studies.
Yes.
You took the degree and it was 4 years.
That's right.
But somebody with a medical background,
yes,
can go off on a 2-day course.
Absolutely. People like physiotherapists.
Surely that's not fair.
Well done, Angela.
Thank you. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Anytime.
I say that all the time. Only because, obviously, you know, when you're studying acupuncture, you're studying Chinese medicine, mm-hmm. it's very different to Western medicine acupuncture, mm. Because Western medicine is dealing with trigger points, which is what a physiotherapist does, and equally an osteopath or, you know, a GP, a doctor. Because they're qualified in medicine, can then go and have a weekend course, 3-day course in acupuncture, but learning some trigger points for pain management, mm-hmm. and then, you know, be deemed fit to have acupuncture. Now, you know, I have clients and patients that come to me and said, I've had acupuncture before and it doesn't work. Well, you know, I treat people as in a holistic and looking at the whole body. Mm-hmm. So treating the whole body itself as opposed to an area that's not actually functional.
Because I presume, and I'm sure we'll touch this both with yourself, Marcia and Michelle, in that when you're looking at fertility or any issues really with the reproduction, it is the whole body, isn't it? Mind, body, spirit,
the whole thing?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. Yeah. And that's where Marcia and I actually do cross over here, because mm-hmm. obviously I work with the physical aspect. Yes, I work as well with the energetics in terms of the mind,
right.
Where people have depression, anxiety, because acupuncture does work obviously on the nervous system there too. But where Marcia works obviously with on the psychological side of things, with her skills, together we bring, you know, a truly holistic mm-hmm. Approach, if you like, for, you know, the physical, the mental aspects of fertility or infertility. So, you know, that works very well.
Right. And would you be seeing clients at the same time, or will one of you see a client and then refer to the other?
It tends to been so far that one of us sees a client and then refers over, doesn't it? That's how
right.
we've worked so far.
Right.
But,
right.
you know, we might evolve that in, you know, as we work more together. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, that's how it works.
And as I mentioned at the start, you're both at the moment representing Abbey Place Clinic, mm-hmm. because that's where you're working
Yay.
Together. Presumably, there are other practitioners, other therapies within the clinic.
Yeah,
do
I
they
mean,
get
we
involved in the fertility side as well.
I mean, when we've worked together up till now, we've also kind of passed on clients for massage and things like right. that as well, because that was my ideal when I started Abbey Place Clinic, was to create a holistic clinic mm-hmm. where practitioners could come and work together and kind of help clients at many different levels.
Right.
So, and that's just starting to happen now, so it's really exciting.
Because our guest Carol Macy last
yes,
week,
yeah.
you know, and that's also what? Kathy Omaha.
Kathy O'Mahony.
Thank you.
Only Irish people can say that name correctly.
I'm
half
Irish.
Can't say any other word, but I can say it's Irish surname.
Does that count?
Obviously not, because you can't say it.
Okay, I'll go back to my little corner.
So, yes, we've had a couple of your colleagues on. But
I run away.
But you've got, as you said, a holistic approach there at the
clinic.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, and we kind of, that's growing because we've only been open a year, so it's starting to grow and progress more.
So that's Faversham in Kent, but we were talking earlier that you both practice from other
sites. I only work from Faversham now.
Right, yeah. Okay. But you mentioned London earlier.
Yes,
Michelle.
I mean, my business is Kent Acupuncture Health, and it's dealing with acupuncture but also nutrition, because I bring the two together. And as I mentioned earlier, I used to study, or years ago when I first got into holistic, it was actually studying aromatherapy. So I actually bring the whole components of those skills together for my treatment program, which is quite unique, because, you know, I generally start off using a massage to help relax the patient, just to get them into, especially if people have a fear of needles, you know. And I use the aromatherapy oils because that works actually on the endocrine system, which is the system where the hormones are actually generated in the blood. So, you know, that starts preparing, if you like, my patient, and then I'll jab them with a needle. Yeah, I don't, it's very, very,
very gentle,
manic, folks. It's very relaxing. You know, a lot of people that do have needle phobias, if you like, I actually have a doctor who's needle phobic, would you believe, as a patient of mine. But, you know, it is very relaxing, and I talk through the process, and, you know, if there are any doubts, where they have any fears or anything, that's alleviated, because, you know, I want them to feel very relaxed and to get the most out of it. And by going through that, just alleviating their concerns, showing them what the needle looks like, fabulous. Works very well.
Did you bring one?
I did. Oh, I did.
Can we?
I did.
Well,
we'll try and get a photo a little bit later. Maybe we could dot Angela.
I did.
Yeah, she's actually looking forward to it, folks. The look on her face is, let me at it.
Well, yeah, I did actually bring them just because I just wanted to give one of you guys some ear acupuncture. Which is
What's that?
It's called ear acupuncture. Yeah. Can't hear it.
No, it's Angela.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
So, in one of the song breaks then, we'll set Angela up with the needles.
Oh, thanks, Jan.
Marcia, you can try a bit of therapy on me. So if it all goes quiet later, we know it's working.
Yeah.
I'm nice and relaxed.
Tune in next week.
So we're going to obviously go into a lot of detail in a moment about the fertility options in terms of treatment, and also medicine through pregnancy. And I love the quote that Marcia said, and if time... through childbirth as well. So that's presumably if you are notified in time and can get there. That sort of thing. So we're going to cover all that, but we're going to now just take a bit of a sing-along. This is all of our music requests today are from our two guests. They're nothing to do with Christmas. Get back in your box. But this is about flying. Be with us in a minute.
Is it Orville?
I can fly, can fly. I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve, but first I know it starts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly. Hey, 'cause I believe in you. Oh, if I can see it, then I can do it.
Welcome back. Well, he said he could fly.
Ouch!
A bit painful. And we're going to have a bit of pain, possibly, in the studio later with the old acupuncture pins. Angela is half looking forward, half running out the door.
But did I really volunteer for this?
I think you did. So welcome back to Who Cares Wins. And our studio guests today, Marcia Tillman and Michelle Mullis, who are going to be talking to us about fertility and the problems that some people face. So maybe that's a good place to start. What sort of problems, other than the obvious, I suppose, but what sort of problems might cause people to have difficulties conceiving?
Did I start? Well, I suppose from my point of view with working with clients, the main thing that I see is stress. And research has shown that people that are undertaking fertility treatment are as stressed as people that have got cancer. So
oh, wow.
It's, you know, they kind of come in very highly stressed. And
is that that they're stressed because they haven't been able to conceive, or is that they're stressed because of the treatment and the pressure to then make
both
it work? Of
the, both. Right. I mean, I think in today's society we're generally more stressed anyway, mm-hmm. And the stress of trying to conceive, the stress of the treatment is, mm-hmm. you know, it just adds to the stress that they're already having. And you know, when our body's under stress, we're less likely to conceive. Research right. has shown that, and so. Kind of coming in, it's about how teaching the client how to relax. And I think hypnotherapy is just brilliant at helping people to relax. I mean, I use the analogy of, you know, if you imagine a cat, you know, when a cat gets...
Meow.
Yeah, the cat noises. When a cat gets stressed, it's being chased by a dog, you see the fight and flight response. Yeah, that's great. And they're off up a tree, or they go and hide, hackles up. You know, you see that fight and flight response mm-hmm. really easily. Yeah. But 5 minutes later, they can be basking in the sun, relaxing. But I think, you know, as far as we're concerned, we're not so good at that.
Yeah.
We can kind of stay in that fight and flight response for, you know, I see people that are just in it all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that creates havoc with your reproduction system, all the hormones that get released. And hypnotherapy does trigger the relaxation response. I mean, some people that come in haven't relaxed properly for years.
Right.
You know, so when they go into that relaxation, some people, you see the tears flow because they just haven't relaxed. Even if they've gone to sleep, they haven't relaxed. Now, like that.
We've covered hypnotherapy in a couple of previous shows, but for any listener who's new, a common thought is you're going to put me out and you might get me to do things I don't want to do. How deep under am I? Can you talk us around that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not like that at all. And what I say to people is, you know, forget anything you've seen on the TV with stage hypnosis, things like that. It's not like that at all.
Right.
You are still aware of what's going on. You're still in control. And it is actually a natural state that, you know, most of us do pop in and out of several times a day. Like if you're daydreaming, or you're into a good movie, you know, any time when you're kind of focused. Sometimes driving from A to B, when we go into that automatic, you know, we don't know how we got from A to B, you know. It's a bit of a worry, that one. But, you know, before we go to sleep, just as we're waking up, we naturally can go into that state of mind. And I guess the difference is when people come and see me is I'm helping them to get there.
Right.
You know, I can't make anyone do anything that they don't want to do. Mm-hmm. It tends to feel really relaxing, so people actually enjoy it. And you are still aware of what's going on and what's being said to you. You are in control. So there's a lot of myths about hypnosis. Right.
But it's interesting, the whole aspect about, you mentioned the stress and that people, you know, just triggering that relaxation response in people and allowing them to have that release, is that I know years ago a couple, they were trying to conceive, they did all sorts of treatments, and I think sometimes the treatments themselves can be stressful.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it didn't work. So they took this whole, like, okay, we're giving up, and so we're going to treat ourselves to a holiday, we're going to go away, and we're now accepting we're not going to be parents, we're going to go down a different path. Went away.
Yeah.
And what happened? Yeah. Came back, found out she was pregnant, and as you say, I think they'd gone away and relaxed and switched off. And then the body went, thank God for that.
Yeah.
And can now act as it
can
needs
now
to.
Work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And presumably that's a similar thing when people do decide to adopt or foster, and within a year or two.
Yeah, I've known several people that's happened to. Yeah. Absolutely. It just shows you the power of the mind.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, in terms of adoption, I mean, that in terms of fertility and the problems, obviously with the mechanical disorders, i.e. somebody's got blocked fallopian tubes, as an example to that, or, you know, their hormones are just not working as they should in terms of a cycle. You know, in terms of actually adoption, they are, you know, other options out there. And even sort of egg donor prior to that, or sperm donor, if you like, if the gentleman's got a, you know, some fertility issues. So, you know, there are alternatives, but, you know, not many people know what's actually out there. You know, I think what happens, or what the tendency is, you know, you haven't fallen pregnant, you go to your GP, the GP says, okay, let's get you through the system, you see a fertility gynecologist, you're then, before you know it, you're then on the IVF road. Now I work alongside some gynecologists, particularly for the IVF, because of acupuncture actually helps improves your success rate if you have, you know, a sort of pre and post embryo transfer acupuncture. And again, it's that relaxation thing that we talked about, that Marcia talked about. You know, it's about getting your body to function at its best, rather than, you know, too many adrenal sort of hormones working in the body, that actually fertility is not, you know, it's not important for the body, because the body says absolutely. So, you know, it's, you know, from that point of view, it's about getting your body to work in a harmonious way.
Yeah.
and that's natural, you know, and allowing your body to function at its best, really.
So apart from the mechanical side of things and the stress side of things, might there be other factors that could cause people difficulty conceiving?
Well, in terms of definitely diet, I mean, today right. there is something, you know, people's diets are very, very different now. Their lifestyles are very different. You know, most women
We're
nowadays,
not talking about actual diets. We're just talking about
foods.
Actually how we eat.
Yeah, and when I say diets, I use that term because for me it's sure. about what you take in your body, what you consume in your
yeah,
body
right.
every
yeah.
day.
Our fuel.
Yes, absolutely. It is our fuel. And, you know, people, everything is so quick these days, isn't it? You know, we want everything sort of yesterday.
Oh, don't get me on that soapbox.
And, you know, fertility and our lifestyles within that is no different. You know, we rush to get our food. We rush to, you know, get that 5 minutes of a sandwich quickly while we're working. Mm-hmm. You know, everything is such a rush. We don't actually go back to the basics of good, fresh, home-cooked foods.
Right.
You know, and that's really where, in terms of my treatment comes in terms of the holistic approach, is actually using foods and its energetics of food properties to actually work in harmony with your body.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and of course age is another factor too. You know,
why is she looking at me, Jan?
I don't know.
Oh,
move
sorry.
Swiftly onwards.
She's got the needles.
I did say that acupuncture, facial acupuncture yeah. works very well.
Thanks, Michelle.
No, you're lovely. but you know, those sort of things are really an added factor. You know, most women now, the age is, you know, in this about 37 is a third of all infertility cases. If you take, for example, in a year, 60,000 women went through an IVF process.
Right.
Wow. Now, that's huge.
Mm.
You know, and I think, you know, it's now where women are wanting their careers first,
yep.
settling down a little bit later, and then wanting to have children.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we've still got the body clock, us women, unfortunately, where
yeah,
things can start to decline. But, you know, again, acupuncture comes in by helping, you know, sort of preserve, if you like, but help develop the environment of those maturing eggs and the endometrial lining to become a little bit more effective for, you know, for conception.
Right. And Marcia, as well as hypnotherapy, mm-hmm. you were mentioning earlier that you do cognitive behaviour therapy.
That's right, yes.
And something
CBT,
yeah. something close to Angela's heart, mindfulness.
Yes,
I do, yes.
That's why she's sitting next to me, so far away from the needles, but I have a friend here in mindfulness.
Well, I think as far as the CBT is concerned, a lot of people come in because they have already been on the journey of not being able to conceive.
Right.
And they have developed lots of negative thought patterns, which have a powerful impact on us. You know, it can lead to depression. Research has shown that, you know, if you think in negative ways, it mm-hmm. does change your mood. Depression affects fertility. So one of the things that I work with clients with is to look at their thought patterns. You know,
right.
a lot of the time it's about helping them to identify how they're thinking, because a lot of the time we don't even notice. So once you start to be able to identify how you're thinking and identify the unhelpful kind of thinking patterns, like I'm never going to get pregnant, or mm-hmm. it's never going to happen to me, or, you know, that kind of thing, we can start to change it as well. And I think mindfulness helps you to kind of accept the moment and, you know, not be so stressed about, you know, what you want to happen. So I think it's a good combination. And I mean, as well as that, when we was talking about going back to what Michelle was saying about people's lifestyles, also, you know, a person's weight can have a big impact on their fertility. That's underweight as well as overweight. And that's something that I work with a lot with clients, not just
right.
fertility clients, but, you know, other clients as well. And smoking as well has an impact. And, you know, if people are more stressed, that it's harder for them to stop smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that's something that I would look into with them as well, to help them to stop smoking,
right.
Which, again, improves their chances of becoming pregnant.
So it really is a whole lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's the
yeah.
holistic look, isn't
it? It's definitely top to toe, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Sort of you're starting with the mind, mm-hmm. and also looking at the physical, what we're putting in our mouth, and then also working towards the actual physical body, the weight, the stress, the posture. I'm sure there's some links in that. Probably some research. Probably our listeners out there know there's some research maybe about posture and fertility. Who knows? It must be related.
Well, I think your posture relates to how good you're feeling, so I think that would have an impact.
Have I got good posture?
Oh, yeah, yes. Good. Yes, you're feeling good.
I think it's time for another.
Well, it's because I've got my snowflake earrings in, because it's Christmas soon.
And on that note, we'll take another music break.
She loves me really, Lisa.
Join us in a moment.
When you try your best but you don't succeed, when you get what you want but not what you need, when you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse, and the tears come streaming down your face, when you lose something you can't replace, when you love someone but it goes to waste, could it be worse? Lights will your face tonight.
and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Why not spend a fun day at Haglund's Village Christmas Fair? Meet Father Christmas in Santa's Grotto, stroll the Christmas market, enjoy the appetizing Christmas food, free children's arts and crafts tent. You can even meet the famous alpacas. Haglund's Village Christmas Fair, Dimchurch, Saturday 14th and Sunday the 15th December, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
Channel Radio.
So welcome back to Who Cares Wins, and that Christmas advertisement was just for Angela. She's singing along there.
That Christmas weekend down here on the marsh.
On the marsh. Yeah. Come see the alpacas.
Santa's Grotto.
Santa's Grotto.
And I noticed Haglund's Got Talent. Talk about that later.
Is that a statement or a question?
No, it's a statement.
Statement, that's okay. Yes. Well, our topic today is fertility, pregnancy, childbirth. But, and we're sorry, we're here with Marcia and Michelle.
You're sorry.
Sorry for not mentioning your names. I'm not sorry at all. I'm having a wonderful time. But we're talking about the reasons why somebody might find it difficult to conceive and the solutions, the treatments, the therapies that you can offer. And obviously there can be a lot of happy endings to that. Mm-hmm. But during the break, we're obviously talking about that it's not going to be successful every time.
No, that's right.
And you can then also offer assistance and offer help under those circumstances, either to get somebody back on track to possibly try again, mm-hmm. or to consider other routes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because obviously they, I mean, it is the society pressure around it being, I've got to have a baby, got to have a baby, and I can't, therefore I'm not right, or there's something wrong with me, and I'm sure clients come up with all sorts of reasons. Mm-hmm. But as you were saying, Marcia, with that, the sort of the concept of the emotions and the thought patterns, but also the fact of appreciating that this isn't the only thing in the world that's important to you in your life, and if it doesn't work out, what else is going on, or what else to sort of, because I think people I've personally experienced can get a little bit too, nothing else exists apart from, it's that time, dear, we must go upstairs, right, or it's that time, I need to do a test, or it's that time, I've got to take a pill, and nothing else seems to exist in their life, and they can get, what I've seen is caught in that, dare I say, a trap. Mm-hmm. And they lose that, oh yes, actually I do love my husband or my partner because of other things that they provide or offer and support, and we have a great time when we go out socialising, etc. But that all seems to disappear.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that I think particularly for women, you know, as you say, there is that social element, particularly if you've just got married, or, you know, you're in your 30s and you've got married, it's 2 years down the line and people are saying, where's the
What's
baby?
Next?
So, you know, and not only that, it's not about, you know, I treat women not just to get pregnant, but to maintain the pregnancy. Mm-hmm. You know, I have women that, you know, have had multiple miscarriages. So, you know, so that you've got that double side where you're excited, you know, the woman is excited to be pregnant, but then that fear comes in. What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. You know, is this baby going to go full term and be live birth?
Sure.
So, you know, there are many, many different angles and many, many different peaks and troughs of emotions and physical difficulties for women and men. Let's not forget the guys too, because, you know...
I think they're involved, aren't they, somehow?
So you've heard.
Usually.
Some small point. Oh, sorry about that,
Jen. We're not talking about the
acupuncture needle there. That's not a show after 9 o'clock.
But, you know, it's so, you know, as a couple, and not just, you know, a married couple, we're talking about same-sex couples too, mm-hmm. you know, they want to have babies too. So it's about, you know, how we can help that aspect as well. So, you know, it's, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of area that you know, certainly Marty and I do cover in the fertility aspects. And, you know, and it's as you say, it's dealing with the emotions, the ups and the downs, but also, you know, giving them the support to say, okay, you know, let's try and put you back together a little bit.
And also, if I may, because of my business in coaching and support, that there is an element that presumably working with Abbey Place Clinic, you've got a great support network, because you yourselves, although there's that professionalism in both of you, at the same time, you surely must have your heartstrings pulled.
Yeah, of course.
Now and then.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as I was saying, you know, earlier, I received a text to say that one of my patients, unfortunately, it didn't work out. So, you know, in my mind now, you know, for me, I'm usually busy texting them back to say, look, it will be okay. Just hang in there, because it will be okay.
Whatever happens,
it will be okay. And I know it's always easy to say that when you're on the other side. As I said earlier, I've had my own issues, so I can talk through those issues with them. And you know, it will be okay. It's just dealing with things one step at a time, and when your body can actually cope with it. So you know, and it's about, you know, giving yourself some space too sometimes, and not put too much pressure on yourself. You know, irrespective of what's going on around you.
And then in terms of, there has been a success, there is a pregnancy. The hypnotherapy side, the CBT side, mindfulness side. Is it a very much of, there's one set of exercises for fertility and here's another set for pregnancy?
Well, there's a massive crossover actually, because, you know, when people come in and they're pregnant, there's also quite a lot of fears. You know, fears of the pain, fears of needles, it might be that they've got fears of being sick. You know, so it's, so some of the similar fears that I would work with fertility clients, I would also work with pregnancy clients, and also the teaching of the relaxation, teaching self-hypnosis, giving them a recording to take home and practice that on a daily basis. And also, again, just imagining really positive outcomes, and thinking in a really positive way. So there's, it's a massive overlap. Of how I would work with those kind of clients.
You've given birth to a sack of money. That would be my huge result. One thing, though, I wanted to ask there was with regards to the hypnotherapy, taking home a CD or helping. Have you had clients utilise the self-hypnosis actually in the process of giving birth?
Yeah, definitely.
So taking away the pain, they don't necessarily need the pain.
Yeah, it helps to make labour quicker. I don't like using
that's the word
labour.
Labour, I couldn't think
of it. Yeah, but that's not a great word. I'm trying to think of a better one because it just doesn't sound good, does it?
But we're in the, you know, push bit.
Yeah.
And whether or not they need the gas and air and injections and stuff, or whether they're able to utilise the practice of the
absolutely that
practice.
Is the idea that they can utilize that. And also sometimes you see the birth partner, I would say, as well, and they and teach them how to help calm the person giving birth as well. So, you know, it's working with both of them really is great, is ideal. I don't always get to work with both, but sometimes it's just with a female, but they can also take their recording in with them and just listen to it and just help to focus them again.
You've never been asked to go, have you?
No. That's supposed to be my question to either of you. Have you ever?
Yes. Have you? In terms of, absolutely. I mean, obviously working in the London Ambulance Service, so it's,
of course,
different.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, it's the induction where acupuncture comes in, you know, if somebody's gone over their term or, you know, they're wanting to
I wonder what you meant by induction. I thought, what's that?
Going back to my like hypnosis.
Induction to motherhood.
Welcome to the company. And here is your baby.
You so, you know, there are, because during pregnancy, there are certain acupuncture points that we don't use because of the uterus starts to contract.
Oh, right.
So then, obviously, for the induction or helping preparing birth.
You do.
But it's very natural and it's very, very relaxing.
I'll be no good as an acupuncturist, would I? I'm just going to jab you here. Now, leave Marcia for the
factor. Absolutely. But yes, you know, and from that point of view, it really is. Or even, you know, turning, you know, when a baby's at breech, we use something called, it's a Moxa stick, and it's actually, you heat it and you apply it to a certain acupuncture point on the bottom of the foot, would you believe? Nowhere near the baby. Okay. And it actually, within 12 hours, 24 hours, the baby actually turns into its usual position and actually starts pushing down. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
Messages from down under.
But yes, it's amazing to see as well, you know.
Yes,
you know,
I bet.
And particularly, you know, for me, I see sort of patients, and I don't just treat fertility, but my fertility patients I see, it's nice when I'm preparing them for pregnancy, getting them pregnant, if you like, being there around the birth time, and then now seeing their babies thriving. Yeah. It's, you know, it's absolutely lovely to actually see that.
But you've never actually had to be in the operating theatre, Marcia?
No, I haven't. No. I think I'd choose not to.
No, I mean, not on your wish list.
Just my voice can be in there. Just not me in person.
Same as CD now.
Presumably, again, the whole process of even when they have the child in those early days at home, the stress, the worry,
absolutely,
the anxiety. Of
can
this.
Help prevent postnatal depression and help them really bond with the baby before even the baby comes. So, it can be really good.
It's a great journey. Great
I think we need a needle.
Another journey begins.
No, I think we need a needle.
Another journey begins.
We're going to do. She's going to keep ignoring me. I'm looking at Michelle.
Okay. Put it in your hand. Come on.
Okay. So, folks, what do you want me to help? Now, I'm going to talk you through it. I'm just going to stand up with the microphone. And we have
Must be nearly 4 o'clock.
Not yet.
Got to tune in for next week.
Michelle has a set of acupuncture pins.
I have a frozen shoulder. But, you know,
oh, do you? Yes, that would be better, actually.
What, the shoulder or the hand?
Both. But as I can't get to your shoulder, I'll just do your hand. But
I'm going in, listener. Cover me.
Let me get the camera.
So the needles, obviously, are all sterilised and, you know, disposable.
Good.
So, you know, and they come in little, nice little packs like that. Mm. And, you know, and
they're tiny.
They are tiny. And, you know, they come in this little tube, as you can see. You know, it's very, very fine.
I can hardly see it, listener. It's tiny. Where's my glasses?
Yeah, I've taken the needle out and then you can have a look at it. So, you know, it's almost like a really, really fine darning needle.
Yeah, it is.
I think.
I don't know what darning is. That's another programme. I need to be educated.
You're too young for that, aren't you?
Oh, bless you.
And, of course, you know, within the body, there's something like 400 acupuncture points in the body.
Wow.
So, and it's all down to, obviously, your energetics within your body. So, generally...
I've got lots of them.
So I'm using actually quite a, you know, a general point on you, an acupuncture point, because obviously we haven't had a consultation, so I know anything about you. But, you know, it's about moving the energetics within the body. So I'm going to go in, listeners.
She's going in, Lister. Okay. So, do I need to do anything? Do I need to look away? Do I need to scream?
Don't have to. But, you know,
breathe.
Do I need to breathe?
Deep
just
breath.
Just breathe.
Hypnotherapy, CBT, mindfulness, and pins all at the same time.
And prodding my hand.
In and out.
So what I would do generally is just say to the person, look, you know, I would try and distract them a little bit, because sometimes if they are needle phobic, I won't actually say, here it comes.
Because you don't want them to.
No, absolutely. Yeah. So then, you know, once the point is actually located, I will just literally say, okay, that's your first point.
Well,
that's
look
your acupuncture
that.
In.
I am now tuning in to channelradio.co.uk via needles.
So how did that feel?
What?
She's gone.
Literally, listener, all I felt was as if somebody had tapped your hand with a finger. I didn't feel, you know, when you have a blood test or something, you can normally feel the needle. This wasn't a needle. All I felt was literally somebody, as if you tap your hand with one of your index fingers of your other hand, that's the sensation I felt. So yeah,
absolutely. And, you know,
and there's no blood. Is that a good sign?
It's sparkly as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Strictly Come Dancing.
Sometimes
it's quite a nice sensation, actually.
It is, actually. You might feel quite calm.
She's looking very relaxed.
You can actually feel quite calm with it. And, you know, some people feel like a sense of over, you know, just feeling calm and warm.
I need to breathe even more.
But generally, you know, most people won't actually feel them. Sometimes I will put, like, electrodes on the end of them to stimulate the...
Mm.
the point itself. Sometimes I might put some of that moxa I was talking about earlier.
Yes.
So it sort of warms the needle. And again, you know,
are they encouraged
things.
To move or not? Be still. I mean, I'm not moving my hand.
No, you're
Am
not
I allowed to.
I mean,
should I?
You, with that particular point, you can. You can literally move your hand back and fit, oh, sit comfortably. obviously, there are some.
Oh, look, I have the needle in the hand. Jan's ignoring me now.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to tweet the photo.
But you know, it shouldn't actually hurt. You might feel something, and what I do say to patients is that you might feel like a numbness or like a tingly feeling.
I feel a tingle.
So a tingle and a dull ache is perfect, but no sharp pains or nothing like that. Just a dull or a slight tingling sensation.
Yeah. I've got tingles in all my fingers. It's like a little tingling going on, but it's a nice tingle.
Yeah.
It's a Christmassy tingle.
Only you.
A Chris Dingle tingle.
Any topic, and she'll get it back to Christmas.
I shall get it in there.
Perfect.
It's very reindeer-like, you know, when you're on a reindeer, riding through the air.
But generally, the needles would be retained into the patient for a minimum of 25 minutes. But generally, the whole treatment will last about an hour.
Oh, right.
So, you know, and they're relaxing. They've just had their massage. They've got a
So I could drive home with this then in my
hand. I'd advise you not to.
Okay, then.
It's flopped.
I can see it's
flopped.
And in normal cases, I'd have to reinsert that. So I am actually going to do that. Because
she's still smiling.
It's flopped.
Still no discomfort.
It's taking a bit of a drop there. It's like gone.
I'm not taking another photo.
You know, if you actually see where the
look.
You can actually see where it's actually doing something underneath your skin.
I would try and photograph this, folks, but the image is, the studio's quite dark, and so to get the image right, it would be a bit fuzzy.
It's almost like where the needle is, it's almost like the skin is drawing slightly up.
So almost like a cupping.
Like a cupping, yes.
Right.
Because I use cupping too.
Ah, okay.
I use cupping. So
it is, it's like, there's like a little, as if there's a tiny little circle or cup on my hand.
Yeah.
So that's actually a good segue
I'm
into.
I'm trying to take a photo of it now, so I can show you.
Yes, you'll probably get closer on that one. You've mentioned cupping for the first time. Question to both of you: are there any other services, any other treatments that you provide that we haven't covered so far? They're both looking quizzically.
I mean, like both of us. I mean, fertility is my sort of specialty,
right?
But I do treat musculoskeletal, I do treat neurological disorders, skin disorders, digestive disorders. So, you know, it's quite a
full
general
range.
Thing,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah. I mean, I see people with lots of different issues. I particularly like working with anxiety, stresses, and phobias, because that
sounds a bit strange.
Just,
I particularly like working
with
those.
Yeah, I particularly like working with them because I guess there's something you can see the difference very quickly with, and I guess the tools that I have, like the tapping that I do, helps to relax people really quickly, so that it empowers them, because that's what I really like, and that is something I can teach them to do, take away, like the self-hypnosis. Some people can just start taking control back in their lives, which is you know what my job's all about, I feel.
So I guess acupuncture, you can't send away a self-help kit in quite the same way.
Not in that sense, but what I do have is they're like tiny, tiny little needles on a small stick of a plaster.
Right.
And the point I've used there on Angela is a quite a key point to get your energies moving, if you like, inside your body. So I'll say, you know, to my patients, take those home with you. If your headaches get bad, your migraine gets bad, you know, put these on these points,
right,
and I'll show them where to put them, and it helps. Points.
Tweeted it.
I have tweeted a photo of my left hand, listener.
So we have two then. We have the first photo
cupping.
Was the needle going in, and then the second one of the needle in and the close-up. So if you're not queasy, there's nothing queasy to look at.
Oh, no, it's not queasy at all.
I think it looks pretty.
I think it looks pretty.
It does look sparkly.
Returning to
Christmassy.
Oh,
because she's sitting next to her, that's the problem.
It's spreading.
It does,
Michelle.
It's,
I know.
The Christmas virus is spreading from one side of the studio to the other.
I've never ever had acupuncture in my life, so this is the first ever needle, acupuncture needle I've ever had in my body.
Oh, you don't know what you've missed.
Yeah.
It's
absolutely
great.
I had had acupuncture for my neck injury, and I must say I got that nice warm spreading historically from sport, you know, the radiant spray and the muscle rub and all the rest of that, you get that, and I got the same sensation, that nice warm sensation from the acupuncture.
You just didn't stink.
No, exactly, without the spoon. I couldn't put Michelle in the sports bag and take her with me, though, so it's not going to work that way.
It doesn't work.
Well, I don't know. We could think about that.
So can you believe we're already at 4:05? The show has just whizzed by. So just before we go, we've been saying that you're both representing Abbey Place Clinic. We do have a whole host of contact details for you both, which will go on to Facebook with your relevant businesses and locations. But for ease of contact today, to give out a phone number or an email or a web address for the clinic, what would be best, Marcia?
For contacting me, the best one would be Marcia, which is MARCIA, at Life Clinics, which is my business name, all one word, .com.
Lovely. And Michelle?
And if you'd like to have a look at my website, it's www.kent-acupuncture.co.uk.
And if you're like me and you're prone to putting extra letters in, it's one C in acupuncture, not two. Twitter will correct you and Facebook will correct you. Twitter normally does, but it's one C in acupuncture. Well, thank you both so much for spending your afternoon with us today.
Thank you.
Can I keep this needle?
If you want to, you can frame it if you like.
I'm really proud.
You could put some tinsel around it, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So moving.
It's very Christmassy.
It's very Christmassy. Yeah. If she says Christmassy one more, I'm going to need the special awareness week that we have this week. This week, folks, is anger awareness week. And the website is www.beatinganger.com and then /AAW for anger awareness week.
I've just realised what that acronym means.
Yeah. And then tomorrow, Tuesday, the 3rd of December, is International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Or if you search within the UK, it's the International Day of Disabled People. Lots of information, lots of events taking place around the UK. So if you Google or whichever browser you prefer, Day of Disabled People, you should find lots of information there. And for the gents out there, you've had Movember, got yourself a nice moustache going, and December is actually Decembeard. So you spread your moustache into your chin, get yourself a beard, and the charity for this month is Beating Bowel Cancer.
That's the lovely Cheryl Walker. She's put actually an event on Facebook. I will share that via our Facebook page.
Excellent. We'll share all of these. And you had an event, More Than Yoga.
The More Than Yoga ladies that were on a couple of shows ago, both Lucia and Denise, they're running lots of events in the new year as well to help de-stress. And one of the things also before Christmas is the Core of Yoga 1. And I'm going along, so if you want to have a laugh, come along on the 11th of December. You'll need to contact More Than Yoga. And again, I'll post that on their Facebook page for contact details and booking.
Excellent. And as you heard in our advert earlier on,
did I say the date? I do a couple of times.
December
the 11th. Wednesday at 7 p.m. at night.
And on the 14th and 15th of December, there's a Christmas weekend here at the Haglands Village.
Yes, come down to Haglands and see the alpacas with their reindeers on.
Oh, that's a bit about fertility.
Alpacas
there,
with the reindeers.
Yes. I'm off now.
We need Marcia and Michelle to get involved in that one.
The
sort them out. On next week's show, we have Sasha McDonald.
Yay, Sasha.
Talking.
Hello, Sasha. She's been listening in.
She hasn't tweeted, but we need to get her on Twitter,
we'll let
don't
her
we?
Off.
Talking about Bach Batch.
Bach.
Flower remedies.
Or batch. I think she says batch and I say Bach because I'm the flautist.
Tomato. It's all the same. But that's on next week.
Yes, she's our batch flower specialist.
So tweet us in with any questions, email us with any questions. As always, if you have an event you'd like to publicise, if you would like to be a guest on the show, please do get in touch. It's a lovely atmosphere. They're both still smiling.
Yay.
You are going to take this needle out, aren't you?
I think I might leave it.
So, wishing you all a wonderful week.
Have a great
good
week.
Good luck with your Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Get those cards written.
Stay
if you don't celebrate, just have a good festive season.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.